Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is a show for you from Argentina. If you're watching from Argentina, this is a special lesson made and designed just for you. I know that we have students in Spain, in France, in Mexico, but today, this is my special homage for you Argentinian people, because today's lesson is about Pelé, the king of soccer, the most important player in the history of humankind in this amazing sport. So this is for you from Argentina that loves Brazilian soccer and loves Pelé, and you know that he is the king of soccer. If you still think that it's the other guy that I really don't remember his name, I don't know what you're doing here. Like, I don't know what you're doing on Earth. So, right, let's talk about Pelé. So, guys, even if you don't know about soccer, you know who Pelé is, because he's the most important soccer player in the history of humankind. And today we are going to analyze CNN's report on the birthday of Pelé. So recently he turned 80 years old. He is extremely old, but he is still extremely important and he's relevant, right? Before we start, just let me give you a few details that are very important. If you're American or if you're British and you still think that Buenos Aires is in Brazil, you are terribly, terribly mistaken. You are insanely wrong, because Buenos Aires is the capital of Argentina and São Paulo is a city in Brazil. So they are not related at all. We just use that as our backyard, but that's the only thing. I'm kidding, don't kill me. So now let's take a look at the king's story and let's see what CNN wrote about Pelé, right? Let's start here talking about the verb that they use in the headline. Brazilian person. Are you in Brazil now? Listen to me, look at me. Or you're in Portugal, you speak Portuguese, right? When you are celebrating your birthday, don't please, 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 don't use the verbs do or make when you are talking about your age, right? For example, I am 30 years old, I'm 30. Next year, I will not make 31, or I will not do 31. I will turn 31. So this is the correct verb to use, okay? If you are celebrating your birthday now, or next year, or next month, you will use the verb to turn. So I will turn 31, and you maybe will turn 24, maybe you will turn 68, and maybe you will turn 115, because you are a robot, maybe, right? But the correct verb to use is to turn. Pay attention to that, please. So now, let's take a look at the passage that CNN's talk about the story of Pelé. So Pelé's real name is Edson Arantes do Nascimento. So that's the first information. But in this paragraph, there are few words that are very different for some people. So let's take a look at this word. So here we have, before he was Pelé, he was Edson Arantes do Nascimento. That's his name. Born in 1940 in Três Corações, an inland city about 300 kilometers. Here, ladies and gentlemen, we have a very interesting word, inland. Inland literally means inside the territory, so it's inland, right? It's not on the beach, it's not on the coast, it's inland. And sometimes you hear countryside. So inland and countryside are synonyms, okay? So Três Corações is a countryside city or an inland city about 350 kilometers northwest of Rio. Maybe you have heard about Rio de Janeiro, right? Rio de Janeiro is a very famous city in Brazil, but Pelé was born 350 kilometers from Rio de Janeiro. He's not from Rio, he is from Minas Gerais. It's a different state. Here in the paragraph, the author chose to use a word that I personally love, which is to hone something. So they are talking about his birth, though he was born in 1940 in Tres Corazones. It literally means three hearts. So that's the name of the city in English, Three Hearts. So he was born in 1940 in Three Hearts, and he grew up poor, which means that he was a poor kid, he didn't have any money, honing his craft, playing barefoot with improvised balls made of coconut or balls of socks. This sentence is, for me, the best part of this lesson. So let's analyze the first one, to hone his craft. What is to hone? It's not related to honey, you know, that like orange ambar liquid that bees produce. That's honey, and this is a different word. To hone, it's when you produce, it's when you prepare, so you're honing it. You are taking care of something. So Pelé was a poor kid and he was honing his craft. So he was producing and preparing and taking care of his products or his shoes or something. Playing barefoot with improvised balls. So this is to hone, right? To take care of something, to prepare something. Playing barefoot with improvised balls. So barefoot is another very nice word, a very interesting word. Barefoot is to not wear shoes. So you're barefoot, like you walk in the sand. So you are barefoot. You're not wearing shoes or socks. You're barefoot. And that was very common for Brazilian players in the past. Many, many Brazilian players were extremely poor when they were kids. So they would play barefoot. They would play soccer without any shoes or without any socks, right? So they played barefoot. This is barefoot, right? Not wearing shoes or socks. But the most interesting part is the last part. He was playing barefoot with improvised balls made of coconuts or balls of socks. Let's understand clearly what the author is saying. So imagine you're walking on the street, like you're just walking, you're going to work, right? You're going to work, and then you look at your side, and there is a kid, there is a child, without shoes or without socks, and they are kicking a freaking coconut. Can you understand what that is? It's a coconut. It's a fruit that is very, very hard outside. It's a coconut. Let me be very clear. I'm gonna repeat it. It's a coconut. It's hard as a rock. It's a ball of rock, basically. So this guy, the king of soccer, played with a ball of rock. Can you understand how crazy that is? It's a ball of rock. It's like kicking your head, basically. Imagine kicking someone else's head. That's a coconut. And he was playing barefoot with a coconut. Can you understand that? And I am really, really sure that the other guy, like the other Argentinian guy, never played with coconuts. Maybe he played with barbecue or meat, because that's what's famous in Argentina. You have the barbecue, it's very famous. So maybe he practiced with like beef or something. But Pelé played with coconuts and balls of socks. The balls of socks is a little bit more understandable because they're soft. But coconuts? Balls of socks is a little more understandable because they're soft. And my cat plays with balls of socks. But man, coconuts? That's insane. And so to finish, what we are going to analyze about Pelé here is that this last sentence that the guy used about the mastery and about Pelé in a general has a really interesting word, which is beginning. And beginning is something that confuses a little bit people that speak Latin languages. So Pelé credits his humble beginnings for his mastery of the sport, right? This sentence is amazing, let's analyze it. Pelé credits his humble beginnings. So what is to credit something? To credit is to give credit. For example, I credit my incredible looks to my father and my mother. Right, can you see this incredible face and handsome look? I credit this to my father and mother, especially to my mother because she was very beautiful when she was younger. So I credit this incredible beauty to my parents. So to credit is to give credit, to give the reason of something to another person or to another situation. This is to credit. So Pelé credit his humble beginnings for his mastery of the sport. Let's understand that. So Pelé credits his humble beginnings. Humble is a word that is related to humility, and that is to be... It's hard to explain what humble means without translating. Let me scratch my nose just a moment. So to be humble is the opposite of being arrogant. So that I think that would be the best way to understand. If you are arrogant, the opposite of that would be to be humble. So humble people are people that have this idea of not being egotistic or not being like arrogant or not being whatever. This is to be humble. And Pelé is talking about his humble beginning. So, man, we just covered. He was playing soccer with a coconut. There is nothing more humble than that. He was playing with a coconut. And so that's a humble beginning. It's not a very luxurious and very arrogant beginning. It's a very humble beginning. And he credits his humble beginning. So in his opinion, this beginning, this is start, this very humble and very poor start, it's why he is the master of the sport. So that's what this sentence is about. Pelé credits his humble beginnings for his mastery of the sport. So in Pelé's opinion, he became the master. He turned into the master of the sport because he was kicking coconuts when he was a child. So that is the end of our lesson. If you want to speak English correctly, kick coconuts in the streets. That's what you have to do. I'm kidding, of course. But the idea is, if you want to be good at something, just put some effort into it, right? Dedicate yourself and you will be the master of anything. This is not different of your English, right? So guys, this is the lesson about the king of soccer. If you don't understand anything about soccer, that's the only thing that you have to understand. Pelé is the greatest soccer player in history. See you next time.